Ezekiel 26. In the 11th year, in the first day of the month, the word of Yahweh came to me, saying, Son of man, because Tyre has said against Jerusalem, Aha, she's broken. This is when Babylon first came against Jerusalem. The gate of the peoples is now turned to me. I shall be replenished. Now she's laid waste. Therefore, thus says the Lord, I am against you, Tyre, and will call many nations to come up against you, as the sea causes its waves to come up. So again, you see how God is especially sensitive to our attitudes to his people. As he says, he who touches Israel touches the apple of my eye. That's the most sensitive spot on the human body. He's very sensitive to that, and that's why in the parable of Jesus about the day of judgment, he says that Jesus will say to people, to all nations in fact, or people from all nations, when I was hungry, you didn't feed me. When I was in prison, you didn't visit me. And they'll say, but when? And he'll say, in that you didn't do it to the least of these, my brothers, you didn't do it to me. And the other way round, what you did to the least of these, my brothers, you did to me. You fed me, thank you. You visited me in prison, thank you. So when you're in contact with the people of God, even if you are somewhat distant from them, for whatever reason, remember they are the people of God, and your attitude to them is so significant to God. So the nations are to come on Tyre. They will destroy the walls of Tyre, break down her towers. I will scrape her dust from her and make her a bare rock. Well, Tyre trusted in her walls and her towers. She was this great city that was built partly on an island. And God says, I'll destroy all that you trust in, all your defenses. And this is again a theme of God's judgment, that all that human beings trust in will be brought down. She shall be a place for the spreading of nets in the midst of the sea, for I have spoken it. She shall become a spoil to the nations. Her daughters in the field will be slain with the sword, and they shall know that I am Yahweh. I will bring on Tyre Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, king of kings from the north, with horses, chariots, horsemen, and a company. He will kill your daughters in the field with the sword. He will make forts against you and cast up a mound against you. He will set his battering engines against your walls, and with his axes he will break down your towers. By reason of the abundance of his horses, their dust shall cover you. Your walls will shake at the noise of the horsemen, the wagons, and the chariots, when he shall enter into your gates. With the hoofs of his horses shall he tread down all your streets. He will kill your people with a sword, and the pillars of your strength will go down to the ground. This is typical of what the prophets are on about, that all that appears to be the pillar of human strength will be brought down to the ground ultimately. The pillar of your strength may be that you're young and beautiful. It may be you've got a lot of money in the bank. It may be that you own your property, or that you have a very flash, impressive car or a career, or that you're physically strong and handsome, that you excel in sport. If that is your strength, it will be brought down to the ground. This is the whole purpose of God's judgment, to humble us. And humble yourself now, so that you don't have to have this condemnation happen to you. They will make a spoil of your riches, make a prey of your merchandise, and break down your walls, destroy your pleasant houses. And they shall lay your stones and timber in the midst of the waters. I'll cause the noise of your songs to cease. The sound of your harps will be no more heard. I will make you a bare rock, a place for the spreading of nets. You shall be built no more. Thus says the Lord to Tyre, shall not the islands shake at the sound of your fall, when the wounded groan, when the slaughter is made in the midst of you? Then all the princes of the sea will come down from their thrones and lay aside their robes. They shall clothe themselves with trembling. They will sit on the ground and shall tremble every moment, being astonished at you. They will take up a lamentation over you. How you are destroyed, who was inhabited by sailors, the famous city, who was strong in the sea, she and her inhabitants, who caused their terror to be on all who lived there. Now shall the islands tremble in the day of your fall. Yes, the islands that are in the sea will be dismayed at your departure. These ideas, this sort of language, is all used in the book of Revelation about how in the last days Babylon will fall, and all those that traded with her will tremble and lament her, etc. Very similar language. The idea is that just as Tyre fell in the end, so in the last days Babylon, whatever quiet Babylon is, let's say it's the world with all its glamour, let's say it's some entity that will arise based in the Middle East in the last days, whatever. It will seem so strong, so permanent, and yet it will be brought down. That's the point. Those structures, societies, empires that seem so great, God is going to bring them down. There is nothing permanent in this world. The only permanent thing will be the establishment of God's kingdom on this earth upon the ruins of the kingdoms of men. Thus says the Lord, when I shall make you a desolate city, when I shall bring up the deep on you and the great waters will cover you, then I will bring you down with those who descend into the pit and will make you to dwell in the lower parts of the earth, in the places that are desolate of old, with those who go down to the pit, and I will set glory in the land of the living. You shall no more be rebuilt, though you are sought for, yet you will never be found again. So he's saying that, yeah, you're going to come to the grave, and you're just going to be down there in the grave forever, whilst I set glory in the land of the living. Seems to imply that they're going to stay dead forever, but there will be a time when some people will live forever, and God's glory will be amongst them. This is talking about the kingdom of God, ultimately. And that's how it will be, that Jesus will come and establish God's kingdom on earth, and God's glory shall be here. This will be the land of the eternally living. Whereas those who have trusted in their strength, those who have mocked God's people, which is how this chapter began, criticizing Tyre for doing that, for abusing God's people, they will in the end go to the grave and stay there forever. But we can live forever in the land of the living when God's glory is upon this earth. Live for that day. Don't be proud. Don't be bitter and nasty against God's people. Watch your behavior. Give yourself completely to God, and you will live forever in his kingdom.